Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning and thanks for joining us. It is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, November 23rd. And this morning in the studio, I have the Main Street Cowboys. Some of you may be saying, well, wait a minute, why this time of year? Well, we're going to talk all about that. Joining me is Troy Thomas and Sean Boatwright. And we're going to start our conversation with the two of them right after these words.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change. But if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Keeping you informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning and thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tuskin, your host. And joining me this morning in the studio is Troy Thomas and Sean Boatwright. They are Main Street Cowboys. Some of you may be wondering, well, why now? But there's a very good reason they're here this morning. And we're going to talk about that because the Main Street Cowboys, it's been a while, but they're going to be holding the Hometown Christmas. And Troy, why don't you start us off by telling us what that is and what folks who are attending can expect?
Well, the mission of this event was to bring something into the winter other than just the roundup. And so we came up with this idea of like a Hallmark Christmas theme, really family oriented. We have, it's on block one of Court and Main, where Penny's used to be, that block there. We have vendors, selfies with Santa, choirs throughout the day, flash mob at 4:30 of Oh Holy Night. So even if you can't sing, come on down and give it your best shot. We have story time with Pendleton Books, where people will be reading stories to children throughout the day in front of Debbie's Pendleton Bookstore. Some of the vendors, we have a cocoa bar with the different toppings so you can get your hot chocolate. And the Boy Scouts are going to have a tree farm stand there. So if you wanted to pick out your Christmas tree as a family, that's a really good time. And yeah, so it's just basically we wanted to do this, you know, Hallmark kind of themed hometown Christmas and, you know, give the option of spending Christmas at home with friends and family and your community.
Well, yeah, and it gives people something to do. I mean, let's face it, they're going to be coming into town. Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and we haven't mentioned it yet, but we'll do it now. This is actually happening this Saturday, is it not?
Yes, from 2 to 7.
All right. And, you know, to make it a Hallmark, I hope you guys brought the mistletoe, too. So
we have so many things. The community has been incredible. Donated decorations, trees to decorate, just to give it that really incredible, like small town, like a Hallmark stage, you know, a movie set.
Well, and if there's one thing that you guys know how to do, and that is to pull off an event, and we're going to talk about some of the other things that you guys do throughout the year too. But one thing I wanted to make sure folks realize is that while it is the day before Thanksgiving, it's a busy time for everybody. It's a busy time for you guys as well. Regarding vendors, if somebody listening to this program right now says, hey, I want in on the action. I want to be part of this hometown Christmas. Is there still time for them to say, hey, I want to be a vendor? And if so, who do they contact?
Main Street Cowboys. And Just explain you want to be a vendor. We will squeeze everybody in. We also have availability on other blocks if we needed. And yeah, the more the merrier. And so just give Main Street Cowboys a phone call at 541-278-9332.
All right. Sounds good. And we should point out, too, regarding vendors and stuff, the Cowboys do not allow alcohol at events. So if that's what you specialize in, thanks for thinking of us, but no, correct?
Yeah, this is, we're a family organization, and what better time than the holidays to spend with your family? It's a little different than some of the other things that are going on. And yeah, just bring the family, the kids, the grandkids, come down, sing. Some of the retail shops are running specials. I know of Candace at Lucky Score, Christine at Reride Western, Robin at Robin's Rockin' Boutique, Hair Hut, Richard at Stapleman's, Rod at the Saddle Makers. That's just to name a few, but... yes, so plenty of the little retail shops, not the big box stores. They're going to be running some specials. And I know that PDA is also going to be having a little, it's called a sip and shop. And what you do is you buy a glass for $30 and you go to the participating retailers and they fill your glass and you can walk around their store and do some shopping.
All right. Yeah, because I believe that's also... Saturday, and I am completely, I literally just had a brain freeze here, but it's Small Town Saturday or something like that,
where, yes,
to get people to shop local after the holidays. And I apologize, I am literally at a blank here. But anyway, yeah, we're talking Hometown Christmas with Main Street Cowboys. It's this Saturday, 2 to 7. From or on Main and Court Street. We're going to come back. I got much more to ask you about this, but we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back after these words.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Angela Baum on how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped her.
My pain started with arthritis in both knees. At first, you could take care of it, and then it became a constant pain. I chose ozone therapy because it was less invasive than other treatments. I definitely have less inflammation in both knees and my lower back, and I have no pain in my back after treatment 3.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
This time of year, leaves can cover storm drains and cause water to back up. You can help by keeping an eye out. If leaves are blocking a drain or catch basin, grab a garden rake and pull them away from the drain. Pick up and bag your leaves and do not rake them into the street. Remember, November is Free Leaf Recycling Month at Pendleton Sanitary Service. Please remember, only rain down the drain and help the city of Pendleton keep our streets clear.
If you or a loved one is considering senior living, sorting through the financial elements can be overwhelming. Here at Lakai Creek Estates, we invite you to join us for a free webinar on Tuesday, November 29th at 3 p.m. with topics related to finance and senior living. The webinar will include topics such as what information to gather, VA aid and attendance benefits, and questions regarding power of attorney and guardianship in financial health decision making. Sign up for the free webinar today by visiting PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
This is Brian from Burns Mortuary. Did you know that Oregon law requires other vehicles to yield the right-of-way to a funeral procession, and drivers are required to stop at intersections and allow a procession to pass? Other vehicles may not drive between or join the funeral procession. It's the law, and it's also the right thing to do. Thanks for doing your part in the funeral procession safety. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, serving Umatilla, Union, and Grant counties for over 80 years.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back again with the Main Street Cowboys, Troy Thomas and Sean Boatwright. We're talking about the Hometown Christmas. It's happening this Saturday from 2 to 7. Main and Court Street, all kinds of things going on. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But one thing we haven't mentioned yet is at this event, there is going to be auctions and raffles. And it's actually benefiting a very special individual. And Sean, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the auctions, raffles, and where that money will be going to?
It's going to go to a very special young lady, Miranda Case. She's a sophomore at Pendleton High School. She's 15. She needs a new heart. So we got some sponsors from Gardner's, a very nice sponsor from Tim and Tammy. And then we got one from OMG, Abby's Pizza, Roundup, and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame, Wanda's, Pendleton Hat Company, Pacific Power donated the power to us, Hair Hut, Blue Mountain Small Engine Repair, and we have some other, the Pendleton Main Street Cowboys and the Side Saddlers. And we also have some other donations that I can't think off the top of my head right now. So many people are just donating for this cause. And what we're going to do is just put raffles. And then you guys are going to put your name on it and put them where you guys want to try to raffle it off. And we're going to draw probably that day and see if you guys, for one, her Christmas tree that she wanted and her colors and what she wanted on it. And we bought it, and the tree is really nice and stuff. So.
And all proceeds are going to Miranda. Some of the big ones I did want to mention, though, Rick and Tammy at Gardner Sporting Goods, they donated an $1,800 Vortex scope and tripod package. And Walmart, they saw our vision, and they donated lights to go across and light the whole block and bring it to, again, what our vision was, and candy canes. I mean, like I say, this is just Chris at Sensi donated, Thompson's RV, but it's just like I say, this is incredible to have a community. We put this together in 2 months and 1 week.
Wow.
This was a fly-by-night, just, hey, let's do it. And, you know, it's just going to get bigger and better every year because this will be annual, and we're just going to continue this down Main Street and then eventually, you know, down Court, Fraser, Dorian, Immigrant, and just do this as a small town event, just like Roundup is.
And talk about, with an event like this, you know, the one question that comes to mind is, you know, what does it cost, you know, to load up the kids, load up the family, may have folks visiting from out of town that want to come and see this, as you mentioned, this hallmark moment downtown. But what am I looking at as far as expense to be a part of Hometown Christmas?
It's absolutely free. The only thing that is costing is for the tickets for the auction and raffles. You're going to be having selfies with Santa. So you can actually take your own picture, and that way you can distribute it, make Christmas cards, send it to family, do whatever you want. So that is zero cost. And we've kind of done something a little bit different than what other selfies with Santa or Christmas portraits. We've got Rod from the saddle shop. He donated a saddle for this photo event. And so what we're going to be doing is using that as a prop to put the kids, because we are Western, and we are going to be putting the kids on the saddle with Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
That's awesome. And I wanted to also ask about the flash mob. It's at 4:30, I understand. But how did this all come to be? I mean, flash mobs, when they go viral, they go big. And what would this be filmed? Will it be shared? Will it be used in some way to put, not that Pendleton isn't already on the map, but will it be used to somehow promote Pendleton?
Yes. So what we're doing, it's a flash mob of Oh Holy Night at 4:30. Come on down. If you don't know the words, grab your phone, print them out, and so what we're going to do is I have one of my friends who does the drone filming, and he is going to be filming this. This is going to, if we can pull this off with 100, 200 people, that would, it's just going to be incredible, and it will go viral. And it'll also help Travel Pendleton, the Chamber. It's just going to show Pendleton in a different venue that it's not just Roundup. We are going to have things throughout the whole year, and it's just another vehicle for Pendleton.
Well, and Troy and Sean, let's take a moment. So Hometown Christmas, we've talked about what that is, what the ambition and mission is for that, but for our listeners, they're more familiar probably with what you guys do during Roundup. We haven't had you guys on since that time. So just take us back for a moment. How did things go? And just remind our listeners that part of Main Street Cowboys, that event, what you guys do, and anything you want to share as far as what you learn, feedback you got from the community. I know, you know, Roundup brings people from all over the world. What did you guys hear? What kind of feedback did you receive?
The feedback that I heard was that it was, the numbers were up on Main Street. The music was good this year. Like, we always had good music. But the food-wise was up. So everything was good this year. And we're going to try to build on that. We're going to keep to try to build every year on that. So that's what our goal is every year, to build and keep going forward on that project.
I'm also familiar with the benches that you use during a Roundup to line the different streets of downtown and so on. Will the benches be out for Hometown Christmas?
Yes. We're going to put some benches out so the kids and family could sit on them and stuff on that. So, and then we're also, for the kids, we're going to try to put some benches out for the kids during the book reading, too.
All right. Sounds good. And if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about regarding the benches, grab a Main Street Cowboy. They're very identifiable at any of their events. And be sure to grab one and say, hey, tell me more about the benches, or just simply tell me more about Main Street Cowboys. Speaking of being a Main Street Cowboy, what does it take? Are you guys looking for members? Is there dues? What does it take to be a Main Street Cowboy? That's for both of you. That question's for both of you.
To be a Main Street Cowboy, there is no dues. You just have to want to be a Main Street Cowboy. You have to want to work. You just have to want to be, love the community, and you just have to want to do it.
Yeah, the Main Street Cowboys have been an organization for 73 years, and we would love to get new members. Just imagine, events without those benches. You know, it wouldn't be the same. So, and if you have any ideas about an event or something that you think, you know, you'd want to discuss or change or improve on during Roundup, give us a call. We are community. We'd love to sit down with you and brainstorm. But yeah, come on down, become a member.
And I will point out, I got it right here. If you want to become a Main Street Cowboy or have suggestions, as Troy just mentioned, the Cowboy office is 541-278-9332. And again, if you're at Hometown Christmas, you have to see it to believe it. You will know a Main Street Cowboy from the rest of the crowd when you go to one of their events. And I'll just leave it at that. Well, with that, I'm talking this morning to two of the Main Street Cowboys, Troy Thomas and Sean Boatwright. We are going to take a break and be back with more after this.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours, online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Don't let frozen pipes happen to you this winter. Head to Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton to get the supplies you need to keep them protected. Here's Ginger to tell you more.
With the cold temperatures hitting us, we have available pipe insulations too. We have heat tape, pipe insulation tubes. If you have standing pipes, any of those pipes that are just hanging out, you want to make sure they're covered.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week, and yes, that does mean Sunday. On Main Street in downtown Pendleton, behind every project is a True Value.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit van service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Tis the season for holiday parties. Hamley Steakhouse and Saloon has openings for holiday parties on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Book your party on one of these nights and receive a free pre-selected dessert for your entire group. Enjoy your holiday party in style at Hamley's famous Slick Fork Saloon, Stately Cattle Baron Room, the Pendleton Room, or the Private Wine Cellar. For more information on booking your holiday party, call 541-278-1100. Book your holiday party at Hamley & Company today.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Troy Thomas and Sean Boatwright, Main Street Cowboys. This morning we've been talking about hometown Christmas. It's this Saturday from 2 to 7. Main and Court Street, and this is an event, as Troy and Sean have both explained this morning, that they want to make an annual event. And if you're just joining us, I know it's the day before Thanksgiving. Some of you going about your day a little differently than normal, getting ready for tomorrow's big day. But Troy and Sean, let's just recap what this event is. What can folks expect to see with Hometown Christmas this Saturday downtown?
Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, the elves, singing.
And we also have vendors coming all the way from Ontario for this. This kind of like when people started seeing the posters and the vision and the word got out, they were really enthused. They have kids themselves. They're looking for family functions. And like I say, this just came together in 2 months, 1 week. It's just been incredible to see the community, the donations from Alexander's Chocolates, Zimmerman's, Roundup, and Hall of Fame, two tickets for there. Brooks Underground Tours, two tickets from her. Pendleton Hat Company, Perk. I mean, like I say, when people heard this, everybody was, how can we help? We jump on board.
And there's still time, as Troy and Sean mentioned in the first segment, there's still time to get involved. If you would like to be a vendor or somehow participate, you can call the Cowboy office at 541-278-9332. And as these gentlemen have mentioned, this is just a family-oriented event. Come down, celebrate the holidays with your friends and your neighbors and the local businesses. And it's fantastic to hear I know you guys were doing some planning before we went on the air this morning and talking things over, but it's just awesome to hear you both working on this, but also the community getting on board with this, as this is the mission of Main Street Cowboys, wanting to do more than just the big event that you're so well known for during Roundup. And I guess, you know, there's a little bit of confusion among some people that, oh, well, that is part of Roundup, but it's its own thing, what you guys do on with Main mm-hmm. Street.
Yep.
It is. And also, everybody is getting ready for Roundup too, but everybody also wants to help this young lady too, really big. And that's what it's all about. I'm really surprised how everybody's jumping on board for this.
Yes, and what Sean is mentioning there is the auctions and raffles benefit Miranda Case, a sophomore at Pendleton High School, who is in need of a heart transplant. And don't forget, let's really get everybody that you can gathered around to sing Oh Holy Night with a flash mob at 4:30 Main and Court. There's going to be a drone flying overhead taking pictures. And also, Troy had mentioned the selfies with Santa and Mrs. Claus. You know, sometimes that can get expensive. Not pointing anybody out, but, you know, mall Santas. but you don't have to worry about that. Bring your own camera and take a selfie with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Wandering church choirs, hot chocolate. And I imagine, going back to the vendors for just a moment, those vendors are going to have a wide variety of goods and services that are available.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate you both coming in. Again, it's Troy Thomas, Sean Boatwright, Main Street Cowboys. The event, Hometown Christmas, is this Saturday, 2 to 7, in downtown Pendleton, Main and Court Street. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. I wish you guys the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. And if anybody, again, has any questions, they want to know more about the event, how to be a Main Street Cowboy, or has a suggestion, the Cowboy Office, 541-278-9332. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy Hometown Christmas. And thanks for joining us. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We will be off tomorrow, but we'll be back again on Friday. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And travel safe.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.